thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
I think if you look back that he didn't know the circumstances and he didn't know really why I wasn't here, and he may have jumped at conclusions. That's my theory. I talked to him and expressed that, you know, I didn't want to work with him and I thought we could work together, and that if it's okay with him, let's move forward. And he agreed with me that we can work together and let's move forward. And so that's where we're headed.
Is this kind of one-on-one communication, is that reflective of your management style?
I've found out that not only me, but any other elected official needs to talk to the court members. And, of course, we have to do it one-on-one and let everybody know what's going on. We got to keep everyone in the loop. If we don't, well, we're certainly not headed for a very bright future.
Judge Foster, I'm sure you're aware of some of the comments that have been made in the media after your election. Concerns expressed as to whether you were qualified for this position, even more direct as to whether you knew what you were doing. What have you done since taking office, maybe to stem those kind of comments?
I think that they're beginning to see a track record here, and the track record is working together with folks, and it doesn't matter if you're talking about the jail, if you're talking about Parkland, if you're talking about emergency preparedness. You're beginning to see that folks are coming together, and it's all because of people working together.
Let's take Parkland first. Are we going to make steps toward building a new hospital? Is that in their future?
Oh, yes, it's definitely in the future. And not only that, you're going to see some fairly immediate results. Construction should start next year on a satellite facility in Irving. There's a sense of a pressing need for it in Irving. And so the board has decided to put the first one there. And that's just one step. You see, one of the problems with health care is it has to be accessible to folks. And it can't be accessible if it's not somewhere that's in their immediate area. And not only that, if you send everybody to Parkland, it's just like 10 roads coming into Dallas, and then those 10 roads narrow down to one lane when you get downtown. You know, you can't go anywhere. You're just bottlenecked. That's what we're saying at Parkland. You have to wait in line just to get in the door, and that's not right. There's a bright future for Parkland. The Blue Ribbon Panel, which was commissioned to conduct this study, with some of the brightest folks and brightest minds in this region. They've come together and they've developed a plan, and this plan will present in the near future a new Parkland, a new facility with satellite offices and a facility that's efficient. We have a dinosaur right now, a 55-year-old dinosaur, and we're stuck with it. And, you know, it's hard to do anything with a dinosaur.
On the other hand, Judge Foster, are we ever going to see a turnaround with the county jail? So we've had recent reports about staff being added to the jail without sufficient training.
We've already seen a huge turnaround. What we've done is that we've brought folks from many different divisions and many different departments together, and we said, this is what we need to do, and this is the problem in your area, whether it be the parole office or whether it be the district judges or whether it be the jail command staff. We brought everyone together from approximately 20 different divisions. We've left no stone unturned, and for the first time ever, folks are working together. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but that is what is making the big difference. Folks are working together.
To the point that you're going to have the needed staffing to meet state regulations?
I think we're already there. Can you believe that this year we have hired over 300 new folks as jailers to work over there? And, you know, another big problem, we had a huge number of folks in the jail, over 7,000. And so the first 3 months this year alone, we reduced that down by 1,000 inmates. And one of the problems was we had folks that needed to go on to the state system that were just sitting here. We couldn't get the state to move forward. But by bringing all these folks together, they now understand that we're serious. Matter of fact, we even said if you don't start taking your folks after the 45-day statutory limit, we're going to charge you $55 a day. And that got their attention. They said, well, we'll start taking them now.
The report then about new staff at the jail being added on working in the jail without sufficient training, is there truth to that?
No one is hired new and just turned loose. After some initial training, then they are assigned to a person like a training officer or at least a senior person to stay with them. What the problem is, in the past, we haven't had enough folks for the classes. Now we got so many folks, we can't move them through the class fast enough.
So you can't get them through the academy fast enough.
Right. We have our own training academy, and we're moving them through there just as fast as we can. But we can handle that.
Are you confident in the management abilities of Sheriff Lupe Valdez?
You know that since I've been here, I've seen a huge turnaround, and I've seen her get involved and on a daily basis. I think you have seen so much progress over there this year, and she has to be the person to take credit for a lot of this progress. Not only her, but a lot of other folks. And I think we're on the right track, and I think she needs to stay where she is.
For your predecessor, air quality was a major priority. Is it the same for you?
Everyone has to pick out something, but my big priority is going to be water. And the reason being is that the air quality is, to a great extent, regulated by the state. What you're going to find here, if we don't get serious and if we don't do something, we're going to find down the road that we're going to be completely locked because we don't have water. We have got to develop water, and that's going to require a regional effort. It's going to require bringing county commissioners together, county judges together from this North Texas region. I believe that I can do that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rank your comfort level in the job now?
I'd say about 7. I think none of us ever need to get completely comfortable in what we're doing. I think if that happens, well, then we're not going to continue making progress. And so I think I need to stay down there about 7, and I'm hoping that our other elected officials do so as well.